You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Brothers Michael, Charlie, and Mark make up the musical trio called the Riddle Brothers. Although they've played music together most of their lives, it wasn't until their sister's birthday that inspired them to actually get together professionally and create a CD collection of some of their music. That CD, Cotton Valley Store, is a tribute to where they're from, a small town in northwest Louisiana. I was fortunate enough to get all three of them together on the phone and talk about their musical journey and their yet-to-be-named upcoming new CD project. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks.
I am talking to Michael, Charlie, and Mark Riddle with Riddle Brothers. And you guys are, if I've got this right, in Minnesota? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. A lifelong residents of Minnesota, is that where you guys grew up?
I grew up and started my life in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge area. Charlie was born in Baton Rouge, and then we the family gradually moved up the Mississippi River.
Okay.
In the mid '60s, moved to Moline, Illinois, where we that's really where I grew up.
Okay.
And Mark was born in Moline.
Okay.
So there's a span of 10 years between Mark and I, with Charlie right dead in the middle at 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
But we all kind of, music was a big part of our family's culture. And we all were in, at one time in our early lives, were in boys' choirs.
Oh, all right.
So we all, had the experience very early on of singing in boys' choirs. Charlie and I were in boys' choirs in Moline, the Moline Boys' Choir. And Mark was in the Minnesota Boys' Choir here in the Twin Cities.
When did all of that translate into a trio of sorts of you guys playing together as a group?
Well, I think, when early on, Mike got his first guitar, I think, at the age of 13. And we started, as soon as Mike started learning songs, we kind of sat around and sang with him, and just as a family gathering type of activity. And then we all have individually had our own musical experiences in terms of being in bands or groups or ensembles.
Okay.
And really, it didn't come together until about 8 years ago when our sister turned 50, and we said, hey, let's put a band together for
really?
Her
All right.
50th birthday party.
Okay.
And, I mean, we had toyed with the idea over the years, but that's when it all came together.
Do you all live in proximity to each other now? Is it fairly easy to get together to do this?
Well, right now we probably live about 40 minutes in between each of us. So
okay.
I live in the northern suburbs of Minneapolis, Mark lives in the southern suburbs, and Charlie lives just across the river in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay. Was music a full-time thing for all of you, any of you, or did you all have professional endeavors of some other kind?
Well, this is Michael. I started out, as a professional musician when I moved to Minnesota. I was playing in clubs and doing a little bit of studio work here in the Twin Cities back in the 70s when I first moved up here. Once I had a mortgage and, two kids, I
right.
took a full-time job, but I always played music.
Okay.
Played steady. Charlie, you have a pretty interesting experience,
for myself, during high school and right after high school, I was kind of playing as a professional musician around the Twin Cities area in a variety of different bands, anything ranging from blues to bluegrass to salsa to jazz to... a little bit of everything.
And you mentioned earlier that you grew up with music as part of your childhood. Is that because of parents or extended relatives? How did that all play into
all of you kind of pursuing some sort of music outside of, you know, once you left the home?
Well, this is Charlie. Our grandparents were probably, and our parents, but our parents were very supportive of us being in music from an early age. And our grandparents on our dad's side both were, amateur musicians on the side. They lived in a small little country town in northwest Louisiana near Shreveport.
Yeah, okay.
And it's actually what our CD, our first CD, Cotton Valley Story, is named after, the town of Cotton Valley, where
they
were from.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And which is also the home of the Cox family,
mm-hmm.
out of Cotton Valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they used to have jam sessions at their house, and our grandmother, which we've got one of the songs dedicated to her on the CD, she actually have a little snippet of her playing, but she was one of those play by ear honky tonk players.
Okay.
And just knew all the old ragtime, you know, standards of the time. You know?
Yeah. That's cool.
So we would sit around, and she'd play piano, and we'd all sing, and so that's kind of how that went.
Did the feel of the music that I heard, that I'm presuming is part of the Cotton Valley Store, is very Americana-ish, kind of maybe leans on the folk side. Is that intentional? Is that what you guys, you mentioned all kinds of different things there with the grandparents. What led you to pursue the flavor that you guys settled on with that record?
Well, this is Michael. I think really, all of us have a pretty eclectic taste when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were trained in, you know, as young kids in choirs, we were trained in, you know, choral and classical music.
Right.
And then we, you know, of course, you know, when I saw the Beatles on television, that's what, you know, prompted me to say, hey, this is what I want to do.
Right, okay.
And I think Charlie was the same way. You know, we both, you know, started out in the rock area, but then, you know, gradually we moved more and more into, as, you know, going to school and studying music in more depth, got into jazz. And then, you know, different veins of that. So, our style, like you said, it is folk because we kind of focused on the concept of being acoustic.
Okay.
That's really kind of the root of where we started. You know, and, you know, if you talk about folk music, you know, I mean, as I once heard, you know, folk music is music played by folk.
Right.
So I think the thing for me is that it tells a story.
Right.
And so I think all of the songs that we have are more, you know, they're stories. They tell stories. And that really is, you know, I think a real important part of our music, you know, the folk music history. And also, you know, Nashville's kind of copied that too. You know, their songs are very much, you know, a story, painting pictures. Well, I think that's really where we, you know, have gone. But, you know, our music also is not, you know, it's typically not just simple, you know, 1-4-5 chord structure, you know. It's not four chords in the truth all the time.
Sure,
we like to get a little experimental when it comes to our harmony.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you guys are writing most or all of the music that you perform?
I'd say we probably do, it's probably, what would you guys say, 30-70, about 30% covers and 70% original?
At this point, yeah. This is Mark.
The music that you, the originals, are they songs that you guys sat down intentionally to put together to do this, have collected them over the years? Tell me a little bit about your songwriting.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think Charlie and I both are more lone individuals when it comes to, you know, coming up with a concept. But then we'll bring the song in, you know, to the group, and we'll work on it then. Maybe, you know, change a key, add a bridge, you know, an intro, do something a little bit different to it. Figure out the harmonies, you know.
And
Mark is the same way. Mark is just beginning to do some, bringing in some really cool stuff. So it's been really fun, you know, taking the concept, you know, some of his concepts, and then developing into, you know, full songs.
Yeah. And you mentioned that the story aspect of it, I know this is kind of a broad question, but where do you find most of that inspiration for the stories are coming from?
Well, this is Charlie. On the CD, that was actually kind of based upon the town of Cotton Valley. To us growing up, was we would visit there. Our grandparents owned the general store in town, and it was a very small little country town, little dusty country town, but it was one of those places where the store was the center of the universe, and everybody hung out at that store, and so we got to know all kinds of different characters in town, you know, of different sorts and the different influences of what the store was like. I mean, for us, it was, like I said, it was like Disneyland growing up when we were kids.
I mean,
it was just one of these towns where everybody hung out and talked and, you know, traded goods and things like that. And,
when you mentioned that you guys kind of got together in this configuration about 8 years ago for a sister's birthday party, was the intention at that point kind of a one-off? Did you guys have any idea that 8 years later you've got an album and working on a second? You know, was there a plan, a method to it?
Well, this is Mike. I think that, I think we were surprised. Our sister was a... Back when she was younger, she worked at a record store. Actually, she and Charlie worked at a record store.
Okay.
And she was very influenced by country rock at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Jerry Jeffs and the Pure Prairie Leagues and bands like that. And so that's really where she had an interest. So when we put this thing together, we thought, well, let's just get some songs that Jan would be interested in. And let's just see if we could, you know, perform them together and see how it goes. And I think we were all quite surprised at the blend that we got when we actually sat down and really, you know, were able to, you know, truly sing a part together, you know.
Right.
And I think that really kind of spurred us on to, hey, maybe there's something here. Maybe we should do more with this.
And this is Mark. You know, I think we've gotten remarks since then that, you know, people really love that sibling harmony.
Sure, yeah.
And people have remarked that there's something about that just the timbre in our voices really, you know, we can try to really make it ring.
Is that the idea of the sibling harmony and the fact that you guys have grown up with each other and in some form singing together for a long time, does that play into when you guys are writing songs and putting the lyrics together for that?
Well, you know, I don't know if that's so much the sibling harmony things, but I mean, what it does for us, I guess I would say, is that in each of the songs, when we work out harmony parts, a lot of them tend to come pretty naturally to us.
Yeah.
In a sense, I mean, we do have to sit and theoretically work them out, make sure we're all singing and, you know, correct notes here and there, but overall it kind of just comes naturally, and that is kind of just a little added to the top of what we write.
Yeah.
So we take a song and then we know we can feature the harmony vocals on either the entire song or on parts of the song.
Okay. And the album that's currently out, Cotton Valley Store, we talked a little bit about that already. At what point did you guys feel like, hey, you know what, let's go ahead and put some tracks down and get into the studio?
Well, I think, this is Mike, I think we actually looked at it as, the main thing we looked at is a legacy thing. It was really for us and for our families and for our kids, because a lot of the songs are stories about our family and about, you know, our relatives. And so we really thought about, you know, and I think, you know, you're right from the place that you know. And, you know, and so, you know, we wanted to tell these stories, you know, as an oral history, if you will, you know, on places and things. And so that's really what our approach was with Cotton Valley Store, was we wanted to tell the story of, you know, what it was like. You know, I mean, it's a, you know, we miss those things now. We don't have those things. Little towns don't have, you know, small general stores like that anymore. You know, they go to Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and that's really the idea, was that we wanted to, you know, tell our stories and tell our kids and our grandkids the stories about our lives, you know. But also what's interesting to me is, and I think that they'll all, you know, both Mark and Charlie will agree, is that we all share similar values about family and about, you know, about justice. And, you know, and so I think when we write, a lot of us, you know, a lot of things we write about, We do write, you know, write songs that are, you know, share a common value.
Yeah.
And so it makes it easier for us to work on those.
Sure.
And it's, you know, they're just not, I mean, the love songs are, you know, I mean, if Charlie writes a love song, you know, to his, you know, about his wife, you know, we recognize, you know, what he's saying because it's, you know, we know his wife, you know,
yeah,
she's our family.
Yeah.
And so,
that's cool.
And so we know what he's writing, you know, and the same with me, you know, when I write something, you know, they, you know, the boys understand what, you know, what I'm writing about. So, to me, I think that's the, you know, that's the one thing. And I think as we move forward in some of the songs that we're, new songs we're working on, now they all share similar values and similar concepts. So we all can relate to what mm-hmm. each of us is bringing to the table.
This is Mark. What I want to follow up with what Mike just said was that I think our songs on our next CD are going to be a little more eclectic in terms of where they're sourced from, where they're coming
mm-hmm.
from in terms of lyrics and stories. Because I have a song about my daughter. Mike has a song about like a song about somebody he's worked with, and we all, and Charlie has some songs just kind of about universal love, and so we all are bringing just all these various subjects to the table, and it'll be interesting when we put that whole album together.
And I think one of you mentioned, maybe we were off air, but that new CD that you're working on, you hope to bring that out in the fall. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we don't even have a name for it yet. We're kind of waiting until we get all the songs assembled.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably have enough material to do, you know, create several CDs of, you know, 12 to 13 songs, but I think we're just trying to cherry pick the ones that we want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some of the songs were written many years ago.
Okay.
And that we perform them on a regular basis right now, but we just have never taken them to the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that's really, I think the, you know, the one thing we want to look at. But it's, you know, the songs are, you know, also about everyday life, you know, things that go on, you know, what is it like, you know, what experience do you have with your kids or your family or just something that happened to you during the day. I have a song called Traveling in Time. It's about looking at old pictures,
mm-hmm.
you know, just finding an old box of pictures in the closet and sitting down, not expecting that you would do this, but sitting down for an afternoon, just going through those old pictures, looking at what, you know, what your life was like. So,
What is playing out with this music look like for you guys? Is it more kind of local, regional, or are you getting further out than your home state? What does that look like? And is it kind of a weekend thing, or do you guys get to travel a little more than that?
Well, basically, we for the most part, we are just playing locally at this point. We, you know, are regionally in the states. You know, we're getting heard throughout Minnesota. We do some playing over in Wisconsin. But that's pretty much it, and we haven't really expanded upon that as of yet, but we're looking to get out more and, you know, in the future, and doing a little bit more of that.
So the hope is to make this grow a little bit then.
Yeah, we'd like to visit you in Virginia there, Greg.
Yeah, so. That'd be awesome. We'd love to have you. We'll have to find a way to make that happen. So, The new CD, you don't have a name for the new CD. The current one that's out is Cotton Valley Store. If folks would like to get a copy of that CD, they want to reach out and learn a little more, interact with you guys, tell me the best way to reach you, website, where can you get the music?
This is Mark. Our website is riddlebros.com, RIDDLEBROS.com.
Okay.
And we have... our CD for sale, our music for sale on the website itself, and you can find out a little more information about us. And there's a way to contact us there as well.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook at Riddle Bros Band in Facebook.
Okay. And I noticed you had some YouTube videos as well, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you go on our website, we do have a media page where you can see some of our live performances.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, I certainly enjoy the music and wish you guys the best. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to hear the new CD, and hopefully the listeners will get a chance to check that out and be able to find you guys live somewhere. So we appreciate you being on with us.
Thanks, Greg. It really is fun.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.